Johnson Production Group presents. On a bed in a small bedroom lie several online delivery boxes. Using a cutting tool, someone opens the packages, finding a little girl's dress in one box, cuddly stuffies in another. The title appears, My Husband's Killer Girlfriend. Starring Cindy Busby, Lane Edwards, Chelsea Riest. Also starring Hamza Fawad, Lucia Walters. Opening a dresser drawer, the unseen person pulls out a doll, gently brushing its hair. Then he or she holds a baby doll. On the dresser, there's a hairdresser's mannequin head, which holds a wig of blonde hair. Hands holding a large brush softly smooth the fine hair. Then the hands of the unseen person pick up a pink framed photograph of a smiling 3-year-old girl. Her shining blonde hair lit by the sun hangs over her shoulders. In her upscale home in a suburban neighborhood, a blonde woman in her 30s leads a young woman to the front door. Outside waits a 30-year-old woman wearing glasses with short brown hair.
Well, thank you for coming over, and I have your number, so I will give you a call. Hope you have a great day. Okay, bye.
The blonde grimaces slightly.
Hi.
Hi.
You must be Valerie Dobbs.
It's nice to meet you, Mrs. Watts.
Oh, please call me Leah. Come on in.
Thank you.
Carrying a portfolio, Valerie steps inside.
Wow. Such a lovely home you have.
Oh, thank you very much. Come meet Emma.
The 3-year-old girl colors at the table.
This is Emma.
Hi, Emma.
Emma, remember what we talked about? We have to say hi to our guests.
Hi.
Are you coloring? May I help you?
Is that okay? Of course.
Leah smiles brightly as Valerie sits with Emma.
I'll make us some coffee.
I would love that.
You can color this.
Thank you, Emma.
This one?
Valerie's smile falters slightly as she looks Leah's way, then brightens as she begins coloring. Leah pours some coffee and brings it over.
Okay, here you go.
Valerie finishes typing on a phone.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hiding it behind her back before joining Leah on the couch.
Oh, here's your phone.
She holds it out.
Emma was playing with it.
Oh, thanks. Well, your reviews were great, and the references were unanimous that I would be a fool not to hire you. Honestly, it all seemed too good to be true, but now that I see you in person, I see that you really do have a way with kids.
Oh, well, children are my life.
Oh, I'm just happy you're not as old as the hills or dressed like it's Halloween. You wouldn't believe the people that come to these interviews.
Oh.
Valerie sips her coffee.
So, here's the thing. I'm an insurance adjuster, and last year I took some personal time off, and now my boss expects me to say how high when he asks me to jump. And then on Friday, he drops this file into my lap out of nowhere. 3 days in D.C. assessing a claim. And then my regular nanny quits. When it rains, it pours, right? Bottom line is, I'm in a bind, and I need someone by tomorrow.
Well, what about her father? Or is he not?
We're divorced.
So that's what the personal time was for?
Yeah, it's kind of a mess.
And you don't want to give her to him because then he's going to lord it over you like they love to do, right?
You got it. Cheers.
Mommy, Teddy's hurt.
Oh. Does Teddy have a boo-boo?
Leah kneels down.
Okay, well, let me kiss it better, okay? Mwah. Oh, there you go. All better.
It's not.
Oh, it's not? Oh, yeah.
Valerie joins them.
Hi, Emma. Guess what? If your mommy lets me watch over you, then you and I are going to build Teddy a very special cast, okay?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sold. Are you sure you can handle this holy terror for 3 days? Please say yes.
Only 3 days.
I just wander forever.
Be careful what you wish for.
Time passes. Over the downtown Seattle skyline, night becomes day. Back in idyllic suburbia, Valerie helps Emma pull a suitcase down the front steps of the house. Leah, pulling the second suitcase, leads the way, where a car waits at the end of the driveway.
I know. I packed way too much. Hey, listen, I didn't have time to file for the employment paperwork, but I should find time in the evening, so I'll do it at the hotel.
Just don't even bother. You're going to be so busy. We'll just do the paperwork when you get back.
Really? You don't mind being paid in cash?
Absolutely not. You hire a nanny to make your life easier, not more complicated, right?
That is so true. Okay, well, let's see. This should cover the first week's wages, and then here's for your expenses. Just keep the receipts, okay?
Absolutely.
Leah looks down at Emma.
Oh, I'm gonna miss you so much, kiddo. I love you.
They hug.
I love you, too.
Aww. We'll FaceTime every night, won't we?
Well, you better. How about 6 p.m. your time?
Sure.
And if there's an emergency, her father's number is on the fridge, but only if it's a real emergency, like rampaging dinosaurs or alien invasions or something.
It's not going to happen. Don't worry, Miss Watts.
Oh, please. Call me Leah.
Okay.
Oh, I'll be right there. Let me get a picture of you two.
Huh?
Okay. 1, 2, 3, say cheese.
Cheese.
Valerie looks down as she coughs.
You moved.
Sorry, I got some allergies.
Here, let me get another one.
No. You're just gonna miss your flight. We'll take another one later and we'll send it, right?
Okay, well, don't forget. All right, can't forget this. Okay, bye.
Bye.
I love you, bye. Thank you so much,
bye.
Valerie.
Come on, let's go play.
Valerie skips back to the house with Emma. Leah takes one more look back before jumping in the car. Later, riding in the back seat, Leah takes a call.
Hi, Adam. Nice to hear from you.
Ditto. Talk about Emma's birthday. The 7th is coming up fast.
Leah's face tightens.
Leah, you still there?
Yeah.
I don't hear any screaming. You're not letting her watch TV, are you? You know what they say about kids and screen time.
Yes, I know what they say. Can we talk about this some other time?
When?
I'll email you.
Today? Tomorrow?
I don't know, okay? I'm really swamped with work right now. Why don't you just get whatever you want and I'll put a good spin on it?
Wow. Where's the old Leah and what have you done with her?
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know. You're usually such a tiger mom about this stuff.
I'm sorry if I can't be perfect all the time.
I wasn't suggesting...
No, I know what you were suggesting, okay? I can hear it in your voice. You only have two tones lately, sarcastic and critical.
Why did these conversations always have to end with us trying to claw each other's eyes out?
I don't know, let me think. Maybe because you decided to fight it out in court instead of behaving like a rational adult?
Adam, a 40-year-old man with short brown hair, pockets his phone. Back in her cab, Leah makes a call. With Emma back at the house, Valerie's phone rings.
Miss Watts.
Hey, Valerie. I screwed up. It's Emma's birthday on Thursday, and I will get her something in D.C., but I won't be back till Friday. And if Adam shows up, can you cover for me? I don't want him to know that I spaced out on this, or he'll never let me live it down.
That's not a problem, Miss Watts. I mean, Leah.
You are a lifesaver.
You just have a great flight and don't worry about a thing. Your daughter is in great hands.
Thanks. Bye, Valerie.
Smiling, Leah hangs up. Back at the house, Valerie takes her black-framed cat's-eye glasses off for a moment. Smiling to herself, she reaches up and adjusts what now appears to be a wig on her head. She walks over to Emma, who colors at the kitchen table.
Emma.
Nighttime in Washington, D.C. Bright lights shine on the Capitol building as Leah walks around her hotel suite. Sitting on the bed, she glances at the clock on the bedside table. It's 8:59 p.m. Leah scans through text messages from Valerie and Emma on her phone. The last message reads, "Sorry we couldn't chat the last 2 days. Technical problems on our end. I've sorted them out and we should be good to go tonight. Emma's looking forward to it." Using her laptop, Leah makes a video call to Emma. The video phone app indicates no answer. Leah picks up her phone and dials.
Hi, it's Valerie. Leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Hey, Valerie, it's Leah. I'm trying to start a video chat with you, but I'm guessing you're still having problems? I'm sorry, but this is getting to be a little bit ridiculous. Okay, did you check for any software updates like I mentioned? If that doesn't work, then maybe you can call me instead. Look, it's been a long day and I'm beat. I'm gonna jump in the shower. Just text me when you're ready. I'll talk to you soon. I hope.
Hanging up, Leah tosses her phone on the bed. She then walks to the bathroom and runs the shower. At 9:44, wearing a towel over her hair, Leah calls again.
Hi, it's Valerie. Leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Shaking her head, Leah hangs up. Sitting at her laptop, now on the desk, she tries another video call. No answer. Then Leah tries a text. Hey Val, call me back right now, please. Leah receives some Chinese takeout. As she lays the food out, she tries calling Emma again. No answer. By 11:59, Leah is asleep on the couch, her phone still in her hand. Later, as the sun rises outside, Leah moves into the hallway, rolling her suitcases and holding her phone.
Hi, it's Valerie.
Damn it!
She dials another number.
Hi, Mr. Fox, it's Leah. Yes, I know what time it is, and I apologize for waking you up. Listen, there's no easy way to say this, but there's a situation at home and I need to go back today. No, this isn't a joke. Yes, I know that you put your trust in me and I appreciate that. Really, I do, but this could be an emergency.
Reaching the elevator, she pushes the call button.
Come on. Damn it. No, not you. I'm talking to the elevator. Yes, sir, I understand that. But this is about my daughter. I will call you as soon as I know more. Yeah, again, I'm sorry.
Crestfallen, Leah pockets her phone, pushing the button again. Charging through the lobby, Leah strides out of the hotel to the street. Leah's plane comes in for a landing in Seattle. Arriving at home, police mill around the house. A woman is being interviewed on the front lawn.
What the hell?
Oh my God.
Leah jumps out of the cab.
Emma!
A woman meets her at the door.
Are you Leah Watts? Yes, my daughter. Where's my daughter?
Ma'am, I need you to calm down. She's at County General Hospital.
The hospital?
Your neighbor, Mrs. Talbot, heard crying. She called 911. We found your daughter in the house, alone. She was locked in her room. Seems like she'd been there for some time. When were you last home?
She was supposed to look after her.
Who? Who are you talking about?
The nanny, Valerie. Valerie Dobbs.
Valerie Dobbs?
Yeah. Look, I have to go
and
see her.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, that's not going to happen right now. There's another matter. A burglary at your ex-husband's house.
A what?
Your ex-husband? Adam Ridley? Someone broke into his house.
I don't have time for this.
Leah,
okay,
stop.
Get out of my
Leah,
way.
Do not get in the car.
I need to go
Leah,
see
you
my
need
dog.
To stop. Leah, open the door. Open. Get moving over to the hospital right away.
The woman with dark hair and wearing a leather jacket watches as Leah drives away in her SUV. Moments later, Leah pulls up in a parking spot at the hospital. Jumping out, she runs inside. Running down a hallway, Leah calls out.
Excuse me, where is Emma Ridley? Have you seen Emma Ridley?
She approaches the nurse's station.
What room is Emma Ridley in?
Adam emerges from Emma's hospital room.
Hey.
Is this what you call behaving like an adult?
Are you her mother?
Yes.
I'm sorry, but she has to rest.
Is she gonna be okay?
She's suffering from malnutrition and dehydration. It doesn't look like there's any permanent damage. She'll be up and around in a few days. She's gotta sleep. It's best not to disturb her right now, okay?
Okay.
What the hell happened, Leah?
I don't know. I was out of town for work, and she was supposed to be with the nanny.
Out of town? Why didn't you tell me about this when I called?
I don't need to inform you on my every move.
Jesus Christ, Leah. This nanny, who is she?
Her name is Valerie Dobbs. Okay, she had great references. Everyone raved about her.
Hey, just calm down. When's the last time you talked to her?
We were texting regularly until yesterday.
I mean Emma.
She never let me see her. Not directly. She just sent pictures.
Why the hell didn't you call me?
I don't know. Maybe because I knew what you would say.
You knew what I would say. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. So you abandon our child out of spite?
Leah Watts, I'm placing you under arrest for criminal mistreatment of a child, breaking and entering, and felony theft.
No. Felony theft? What are you talking about?
While he was at work, someone broke into your husband's safe and stole a collection of rare coins, estimated at $60,000. We found them in your garage.
That's impossible.
I can't believe this. I mean, I knew you were choked about me winning them in the settlement, but I never thought you'd actually...
What, steal from you? You really think I'm that desperate?
At this point, I don't know what to think.
Adam, you know me. You know I would never break into your house, and I sure as hell wouldn't hurt Emma. You know that.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be held against you in a court of law. You have the right to an attorney. If you cannot afford one, one will be appointed to you.
Adam, come on. This is ridiculous. Adam, you know me.
As Leah is forced down the hallway, Adam walks back into Emma's room, where his daughter sleeps soundly. Later, in an interrogation room at the police station, the detective sits across from Leah at a small table.
Ms. Watts, while we wait for your lawyer, I wonder if you could look at this photograph.
Her partner enters the room.
Tell me if you recognize this person.
I don't think so.
You've never seen that woman before?
No, not that I recall.
There you go, Santos.
Thank you.
He leaves a folder.
What does this have to do with Valerie Dobbs?
Ms. Watts, this is Valerie Dobbs.
What?
She's exactly as you said she is. She's a respected nanny with a degree in childcare and a resume as long as my arm.
This isn't the woman I hired.
Ms. Watts, I questioned Mrs. Dobbs, and she said that you called her the day of the interview and told her not to come in, that you'd already hired someone else.
No, that wasn't me.
Santos makes a note.
All right. Let's say that that's true. Do you have any documentation proving that some woman pretending to be Valerie Dobbs was ever in your employ? Photographs, videos, anything that can corroborate your story?
Yes, there is a picture on my phone. I took it right before I left.
She hands her phone to Detective Santos.
That's her.
I think you can see my problem.
Valerie's face is turned away.
Fine, whatever. Her number is in my contacts. Just call her.
Santos taps Leah's phone.
It was working earlier, I swear. What about the texts she sent? She sent a bunch. She kept sending me pictures of Emma to make me feel like everything was okay.
Santos shakes her head.
There's nothing from that number.
She holds up the phone.
This is... Look, I don't know what to say. They were there.
Just help me understand. Okay, why would some woman go through such elaborate lengths to frame you? I mean, what could she possibly stand to gain?
You think I'm making this up, don't you? You think I'm stupid enough to break into my ex's house, crack the safe, and then leave the evidence lying around for anyone to find it? Why would I do that?
I've been a cop for 12 years, and I have seen people do some really unbelievable and irrational things, especially when they're under a lot of stress, like going through a divorce.
Do I strike you as a mentally unbalanced person?
Your husband says you've been acting strange lately. We checked with your boss. We know that you're going through an unusual amount of pressure at work.
That's not what this is about.
You left town without telling anyone, not even your husband. And you left a toddler alone in a house for 3 days.
My ex-husband. And that is not what happened. I left Emma with her!
I think that you really believe that.
So what? I'm insane? Delusional? But I hired a nanny from my imagination, broke into my ex's house, and then I just walked out on my kid?
Well, in my experience, usually the simplest explanation is the right one.
I just want to see Emma. Please.
Ms. Watts, I am sorry. But once she's out of the hospital, Child Protective Services will assume custody of Emma. Just until we can sort things out. And after that, one of two things will happen. She will either be placed into the care of her father, or she will become a ward of the state. That'll be up to the judge to decide.
I want to see my lawyer. Right now!
Later, Leah walks with her lawyer.
You can't go near your daughter as a condition of your bail. You get that, right?
Yeah, I get that.
As your lawyer, I advise you to go straight home and stay there.
And as your client, I appreciate the advice.
But you don't intend to take it, do you?
What would you do?
Look, God knows I understand how upset you must be.
No, you don't.
Leah walks out of the station. Viewed through a window inside a home, Leah's black SUV appears at the entrance to her cul-de-sac. As she parks the car, a woman in the house cuts vegetables in her pantry. Leah strides up to the woman's door. The woman, in her 60s, puts down her knife. Wiping her hands, she comes to the front door.
You!
Mrs. Talbot, I need to talk to you.
I have nothing to say to you!
Then I'll have to insist. I'm sorry, but this is important.
I've already told the police everything I know.
I don't believe that. You must have seen something.
What do you mean?
The nanny I hired. Brunette, glasses, about 30. You must have seen her at some point. Arriving, leaving something.
I didn't see anyone, Ms. Watts. I wasn't even aware you were gone until the girl started crying.
That's ridiculous. I didn't imagine her. She's not a hallucination. God damn it, she's real!
What do you want me to say? If I haven't seen her, I haven't seen her.
Did she put you up to this?
What?
Is that it?
All I know is you weren't here. I saved that child. Your child. And this is the thanks I get? And being threatened in my own home?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to...
Get out of my house. Get out of my house now before I phone the cops on you again.
Oh, if you both go. I appreciate what you did for her, really. I did...
As Leah walks away, Mrs. Talbot appears at her pantry window watching her. Then she dials a number on her phone.
Yes, I'd like to report an intruder in my home. Her name is Leah Watts. She lives next door. Thank you.
Leah strides across the lawn back to her SUV. Later, Leah walks into a posh law office foyer where a secretary, a young blonde in her 20s, looks up.
Can I help you?
Yes. I have a meeting with Adam Ridley.
I'm sorry, but he's out to dinner with the partners, miss.
Oh, that's okay. I'll just get him another time. I know where they eat.
Moments later, Leah enters a restaurant as a man at one of the tables stands up.
I'd like to take a moment to acknowledge the hard work of one of our up-and-comers. He's been dealing with a lot this past year and has still managed to impress us all with his work ethic and commitment to his clients. Adam, take a bow.
Adam, with Valerie, who now has long, curly blonde hair, stands up.
Yes, Adam. Take a bow.
Leah?
Don't bother introducing me to your lady friend. We've already met. Isn't that right, Valerie?
Valerie? This is Kathy, my girlfriend.
Oh, is that her name now?
Because when I hired her as a nanny a week ago, she was calling herself Valerie Dobbs.
I'm sorry, is this a joke?
Adam, what's this all about?
I'm sorry, everybody. We had an incident the other day involving our daughter.
An incident? Is that what you call her almost dying because of this lying con artist bitch?
Hey, you need to calm down right now.
This woman is clearly disrupting us. Will you please call the police? Thank you.
Did you put her up to this? Is this about getting Emma back?
Okay, let's take this outside.
No, get your hands off of me.
Leah, I don't know where this is coming from, but Kathy and I have been dating since April. She's a dental hygienist, for Christ's sake.
A dental hygienist?
It's okay. I got this.
You've got this? First, she almost kills our daughter, and then you have the police railroad me for burglary, and now you're going to pretend like you don't have anything to do with any of it?
Okay, that's enough.
How dare you accuse me of hurting that child? I am not the one who abandoned her and flew halfway across the country. You are a horrible mother. You are a horrible person, and you don't deserve anyone as good as Adam.
Leah slaps Kathy's face.
That's her! There!
She hit me! She hit me! You saw it!
All right. Ma'am, you're gonna have to come with me. Come on.
A police officer leads Leah away.
You okay?
Okay.
Kathy charges forward.
I hope you throw the book at her for what she did to that girl.
Turning, Leah hits her again.
Okay, ma'am, that's it. Put your hands behind you.
Pushing the police officer to the ground, Leah takes off. As the officer struggles to get up, Leah sprints down some stairs to a parking lot, nearly running into an incoming car. Holding up her hands, the car passes by. Leah then jumps into her SUV. As she backs out, the police officer appears in the parking lot. Leah peels away. At the police station, Detective Santos walks the hallway as her partner catches up to her.
Boss?
Hey. I know that look. What's up?
Leah Watts.
Mother of the Year award winner. What'd she do now?
Well, first the neighbor called 911 on her. Then about 10 minutes ago, she assaulted a uniform outside Mondo's, then fled the scene.
You're kidding.
There was a dust-up inside the restaurant between her ex and his new girlfriend. So people don't know when to quit, right?
Okay, what's this about a 911 call?
Yeah, the old lady next door claims Watts broke in and threatened her.
Wow, the plot thickens. I want to talk to the officer she assaulted and get me the number of the neighbor.
Hey, you got it.
Santos sits at her desk, looking over her notes, photos of Leah, Adam, the real Valerie Dobbs, as well as Leah's incident report.
Yes?
Yes. Hello, this is Detective Santos. As you know, I'm investigating your client, Leah Watts.
Yes, I know who you are.
As her attorney, I'd like to ask you some questions, off the record, not related to the current charges.
What do you mean?
I would like to know how the divorce proceedings are going.
I don't know about this. It's highly unusual, and you're not exactly a friend to my client right now.
Listen, I'm trying to understand your client's motivation. Things are looking bad for her right now, and I'm just trying to keep an open mind. Are you aware that your client allegedly threatened her neighbor this afternoon?
What do you mean?
She also allegedly
assaulted a uniformed police officer in an altercation inside a restaurant.
Okay, I'm listening. What would you like to know?
I get the feeling that your client cares very deeply for her daughter.
Yes, of course. She adores Emma, and Emma adores her.
Well, was there a custody battle between your client and the girl's father?
Nope. That is surprisingly the one area they both agreed on.
Well, if they weren't fighting over their daughter, then why all the bad blood between them?
They were fighting over money and possessions. But it didn't have to be that way, in my humble opinion.
And what do you mean? It didn't have to be that way?
The divorce became about pride. No one wanted to admit they were wrong.
Well, who was wrong? And who was right?
And that's what I'm saying. They were both wrong. Instead of trying to fix it, they went to court. Listen.
Detective, I've probably said too much. I need to end this conversation and call my client about her alleged behavior this afternoon.
Well, if you get in touch with her, could you tell her to please turn herself in immediately?
I'll give it a shot.
She hangs up. Elsewhere, Leah is at the wheel when she uses her phone hands-free.
I know what you're gonna say.
You hit a cop. Are you insane?
Oh, that. Look, I found her.
What are you talking about?
The nanny from hell? She's my ex-husband's new girlfriend.
You know you just pissed away your bail bond, right? There'll be an arrest warrant out for you within the hour.
I know.
Listen to me, Leah. Come in now, and maybe I can salvage something from this fiasco.
Not yet. I need more proof.
Proof of what?
That they're in this together. Look, you're my lawyer, aren't you? Just cover for me.
Hanging up, Leah stares at the road ahead. The sun sets as the Space Needle and other buildings downtown create a skyline silhouette. Rain falls outside as a white BMW pulls into the driveway of a stately home. Across the street, Leah watches, unseen from her SUV. Adam jumps out of his car and opens the door for Kathy. All the while, Leah uses her phone's camera to take photos through the front windshield. The pair rushes into the house, Adam using his overcoat to provide cover from the rain. Leah, meanwhile, puts her phone away and gets out of the car. As Leah sprints across the front lawn outside unseen, Kathy and Adam take off their coats.
You grab the lights, babe.
Yeah.
Her hood pulled over her head, Leah sneaks onto the patio in the backyard, while inside, Adam joins Kathy on the living room couch. A soft fire burns in the fireplace.
I'm sorry about today. I shouldn't have reacted like that. It's just that woman. My God.
Kathy takes off her earrings while Adam removes his shoes.
You're right about one thing. I do know her. At least I thought I did.
That scene in the restaurant today was emotional abuse.
Do not let her get to your head.
It's not that simple. We were married for 3 years. She's the mother of my child.
Okay, but look at me. I've been dating you for 6 months. Have I ever given you reason to doubt me?
Unseen behind them, Leah appears in the sliding door's window.
No.
And have I ever lied to you in any way?
Outside, Leah peers through the glass as Kathy puts her hand on Adam's shoulder.
Look, I know you want there to be some kind of rational explanation for this. There's just not. She abandoned Emma. She stole from you. There's no excuse for it. Maybe it's time to start focusing on your future. On Emma. And on me.
Oh, God. Emma.
Adam stands up.
This thing with Leah's got me wound so tight I haven't been thinking. We need to go to the hospital.
No, babe, it's late and she's sleeping, okay? So come sit down. The doctor told us to let us know if anything changes.
Adam rejoins Kathy on the couch.
She feels so damn useless.
This is not your fault. I have watched you with Emma 1,000 times over, and you, Adam, are an incredible father. Do you think I would be here if I believed otherwise?
No.
So let's just take some time for us. I promise we'll go there first thing tomorrow.
Outside, Leah makes her way to the side of the house.
Thank you. For everything.
They kiss passionately.
I am so proud of you.
Pulling gently on his tie, Kathy leads Adam off the couch. Outside, her pink raincoat slick with rain, Leah moves around to the front of the house. Having made their way to the kitchen, Kathy begins to loosen Adam's tie as they kiss again.
How about we go lay you down? Get you out of your head.
Kathy leads Adam away. Outside, Leah looks around furtively before crouching in front of the door opening onto the backyard patio. Meanwhile, upstairs, Kathy and Adam stand in the bedroom doorway making out. Kathy once again pulls Adam by his tie toward the bed. Outside, Leah pushes buttons on the electronic door lock. As the lock releases, Leah's eyes go wide.
He didn't change our code. Yes.
Leah cracks open the door while upstairs, Adam has partially pulled off Kathy's dress, kissing her shoulders. Now inside, Leah sneaks around the main floor. Upstairs, as viewed through the bedroom window, Adam tosses Kathy onto the bed. Now, only wearing a red negligee and stockings, Kathy straddles Adam. Downstairs, Leah approaches the living room, finding Kathy's purse on the coffee table. As she shakes the contents, something falls out. Kathy looks over her shoulder.
What was that?
What was what?
They resume making love. Meanwhile, Leah has picked up Kathy's phone. After a few swipes, she fails to get past the home screen. Setting it aside, she checks out the rest of the purse's contents. Adam and Kathy continue writhing in the bed upstairs. Downstairs, Leah discovers Kathy's wallet. Inspecting its contents, Leah discovers a Washington driver's license in Kathy Reynolds' name. Then she finds her social security card, also in Kathy's name. Upstairs, Adam is now straddling Kathy as she anxiously peels off his undershirt. Meanwhile, having laid both Kathy's driver's license and social security card next to one another, Leah snaps a photo of both of them. Smiling a smug smile to herself, Leah collects all the purse contents and begins putting them back inside. Upstairs now, Adam sits bolt upright.
No, you heard that, right?
Yeah.
Adam climbs off the bed, moving toward the window. Downstairs, Leah backs out of the living room and lurches towards the door. While Adam stares out the bedroom window upstairs, Kathy slips into her silk cover-up. Moments after Leah lets herself out the patio door, Kathy appears downstairs, moving across the floor and peering out through the glass. As Kathy scowls into the darkness, Adam appears, approaching from behind Kathy.
Okay.
See anything?
No. Do you?
No. Come on. Let's go back to that.
Inches away outside, Leah stands pinned to the side of the house. As Adam turns to head upstairs, Kathy's expression darkens as she yanks on the door's handle. She then turns to rejoin Adam upstairs. Outside, Leah heaves a heavy sigh before silently slipping away. The next morning, the skies are gray and a light rain falls as Leah drives through a suburban neighborhood. Pulling over, she parks across the street from a large, modern two-level home. It features fresh white trim with slate-gray stone masonry and matching siding. The grounds are neatly tended. Pulling out her phone, Leah holds up her picture of Kathy's driver's license, then looks again at the house. After releasing her seatbelt and taking a quick look around, Leah climbs out of her car. Wearing a black hoodie, Leah makes her way around to the back of the property where there are several planter boxes. The backyard is separated on one side by a white fence, with black chain-link fence enclosing the back. Leah peers into the tidy, modern kitchen through the window, then tries the patio door, finding it locked. Frowning, she steps to her left, pushing up on the dining area window, which doesn't budge. Next, she tries a smaller window over the kitchen counter. Pushing on the pane from the bottom, it lifts slightly. Shocked, Leah pushes it all the way open. Putting aside two small potted plants sitting on the counter, Leah climbs through the window, jumping down onto the kitchen floor. Closing the window behind her, Leah steps softly through the kitchen, illuminated only by the natural light outside. Leah looks around at the impossibly clean space, with its white subway tile backsplash, cabinets, and spotless black counters. Opening the fridge, she finds it almost empty. Making a face, she closes it before moving into the hallway. Walking past a bedroom, she then emerges into the living room. A look of growing horror fills Leah's face as she looks at several online delivery boxes scattered all around the room. Leah ducks instinctively before walking backwards toward the front door. Rising on her tiptoes, she peeks through windows at the top of the door. The delivery man on the other side spots her, so she opens the door.
Hi there!
Delivery for Kathy Reynolds.
That's me.
Sign here, please.
Okay.
Leah scribbles on the delivery man's tablet, and he hands over a small cardboard package.
Go.
Thank you.
You sure have a lot of packages. You know you can recycle those boxes by donating them to charity. The information's on our website.
Okay. Thanks for the tip. I'll keep that in mind.
Have a nice day.
You too.
Smile frozen on her face, Leah closes the door. Grabbing a pen from a side table, Leah rips into the square, football-sized brown package. Reaching inside, the color drains from Leah's face as she discovers a child's pink t-shirt emblazoned with the words, "Mommy's favorite." Dropping the shirt on the side table, Leah walks slowly back down the hall, opening a door into a bedroom off a dining nook. On the wall, there are wooden block letters spelling Emma's name. On another table, Leah finds the wig Valerie wore to her house, along with her fake black-rimmed glasses. Leah's hand grips the dark-colored wig for a moment, before she turns around. There, she sees Emma's name on the wall, along with all the other children's toys scattered throughout the room. Reaching out, Leah picks up Emma's framed photograph, gripping it tightly in her hands. She returns it to the dresser, fighting back tears before she steals herself and leaves. Meanwhile, Detective Santos sits with Mrs. Talbot at her kitchen table.
I don't understand any of this at all. She always seemed to be such a nice person.
Mrs. Talbot, is there a chance that you saw someone else in or around her house in the last few days? And not a brunette, but a blonde?
I don't think so. Why?
Well, after you spoke with her yesterday, Ms. Watts had an altercation with her ex-husband, Adam, and this woman.
It's Kathy's picture.
Do you recognize her?
No. Who is she?
Kathy Reynolds. She's Adam's new girlfriend.
I knew it.
You knew what?
That Kathy person stole her husband. Now, there's your motive right there. And she probably made up some story about a nanny to frame her.
Well, you would make a good investigator.
Well, I've just watched too many of those detective shows. My husband, God rest his soul, he used to tell me I could pick the killer out within the first 5 minutes.
Well, thank you for your time. Now, if you can remember anything that you think is relevant, just give me a call, okay?
I'm just happy that poor girl is safe.
I think we both are.
Elsewhere, a young man, mid-20s, and wearing a pullover sweater, parks his compact car in a lot outside an old apartment building. Standing by her car nearby, Leah watches as the man unlocks the back door of the building. Running to catch the door, she follows him inside. The man approaches the apartment mailboxes when Leah, a few steps behind him, calls out.
Kevin Dunn?
Yeah? Who are you?
I'm the adjuster for your parents' insurance company.
Okay. How did you get in here?
You opened the door. And I know what you did for them. Can we talk?
Yeah. Sure. Right this way.
They enter his suite, a large open space dominated by a large computer desk with three monitors.
Wow. Looks like I came to the right place.
So you work for the insurance company, huh?
That's right.
You look really familiar. Have you been following me or something?
I've been on the news lately.
That's it. You're that mom who abandoned her kid.
And you're that guy who helped his parents scam my company out of $600,000.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think you do. I need some information on someone, and I can't go through the usual channels.
Listen, lady, I debug networks, okay? I'm not a hacker.
Don't be modest. Falsifying that claim involved getting into multiple databases and some serious web foo. It fooled everyone at the office. It almost fooled me.
Oh, I'm flattered. Look, no offense, but you're a fugitive. There's like a manhunt on for you right now. There's no way I'm getting involved in something like that. I don't need Tommy Lee Jones breaking down my door.
Wake up, Kevin. That is exactly what's gonna happen when I tell the police what I know.
You're bluffing. You can't prove any of this. I bet you don't even have that insurance company job anymore. I bet they fired your ass.
Even if they do, all the files are still there. All the work I did over the past month, connecting the dots. One call, and it all goes to the Metro PD Fraud Division. Now, I don't want to ruin your life or your parents' lives, but someone is trying to ruin mine. And if it's what I need to do to protect my daughter, I won't hesitate for a second. Do you believe me now?
Fine. Who's the mark?
She calls herself Kathy Reynolds, and I want you to find everything you can about her. Here you go. This is her picture.
As he sits at his computer, she shows him her phone. With lines of computer code filling his video displays, Kevin's fingers fly across his keyboard. Sometime later, Leah stands near a service entrance at the hospital. Staff and civilians come and go. Picking her moment, Leah nonchalantly walks over to a laundry hamper in a corner, quickly grabbing a set of blue hospital scrubs. She then slips undetected into a stairwell. On a floor above, Adam sits by Emma's bedside as his daughter wakes.
Your daddy's here now. Everything's gonna be okay.
Kathy appears.
Oh, isn't she beautiful?
Mommy?
Oh, no, sweetheart. Your mommy's not here right now.
Hi, Emma. Do you remember me? I'm your daddy's friend, Kathy. I'm gonna be your new mommy.
Adam's face darkens as Emma begins to pout.
No, honey, honey. It's okay.
Adam leans forward, kissing Emma's forehead.
Daddy, I miss you.
Oh, aren't you just so adorable?
Once again, Adam's expression wanes as Kathy beams over his shoulder. In the hallway outside, Leah approaches, wearing scrubs and a mask, just as Adam and Kathy emerge.
I just don't know what happened.
It's okay. It's not your fault.
Leah ducks behind a laundry cart. With the coast now clear, she moves cautiously toward Emma's room, where the door is closed. As she puts her hand on the handle, a young resident with a stethoscope around his neck approaches.
Hey. Where's your ID? You know you're supposed to wear it at all times, right?
Oh, yeah, I must have left it.
I've never seen you on this ward before. What's your name?
Sorry, I have to finish my round.
Wait, hold on a second. Come.
Leah bolts down the hall as the resident picks up a phone at the nurse's desk.
Hey, get me security, please.
Leah bursts into the stairwell. Running down the stairs, she meets Detective Santos walking up the stairs.
Hey, hold on. Take your mask off.
Leah's eyes dart back and forth.
Take your mask off.
Raising her arms slowly, Leah pulls off her mask. Santos draws her revolver.
Leah Watts, you are under arrest for assaulting a police officer. Turn around.
Leah turns around.
Hands behind your head.
As Santos reaches for her cuffs, Leah turns suddenly, grabbing the gun and pointing it at the detective.
You know how to use one of those?
How hard can it be? You put your finger on the trigger and it goes bang, right?
That's right. But I suggest you take your finger off the trigger until you're ready to shoot. We're in a hospital. We don't want any stray bullets flying around here now, do we?
Move. Put your hands down. Act normal.
Leah forces Santos down the stairs. Santos leading the way, they enter the hospital parking lot.
Which one's yours?
I'll give you three guesses.
Get in.
They get into the detective's dark Chevy sedan.
All kidding aside, you need to stop, or this goes too far.
She went too far when she hurt my daughter. Now drive.
Leah points her gun from the passenger seat as they drive through a residential area.
So, should I drive straight to the state pen, or do you want to make a pit stop at the precinct first?
I thought you said all kidding aside.
Sorry, I get a little sarcastic when I'm stressed.
Don't they teach you to humor hostage takers?
Is that what you are now? A hostage taker?
Now you sound like a therapist.
Well, I will be whatever you want me to be if it gets us out of this mess quicker.
All I need is for you to listen. Okay, that nanny I told you about, she's real. And she is my ex-husband's new girlfriend.
Kathy Reynolds.
Yes. You talked to her?
Not yet. That was one of the reasons I was at the hospital. You know, you're not the first jilted wife to accuse her husband's younger lover of plotting against her.
Jilted wife? You really need to work on your negotiation skills.
Just try to see it from my perspective, okay? I mean, what makes more sense? A woman goes to the trouble to assume someone else's identity in order to get her boyfriend's ex to hire as a nanny? Or you suffered a mental breakdown as a result of overwork and stress, abandoned your kid, and then tried to justify it after the fact?
Don't you get it? They're in this together, her and Adam. She makes me look like a horrible mom, and he gets full custody.
You know, that's a great story. But unless you have something for me to take to court, it is your word against theirs. I mean, where's your evidence?
You're the detective. Do your job and get it.
Help me help you. Okay, just hand over the gun. We will go to Adam and Kathy, and we will get to the bottom of this.
Nice try. But it's like you said, it's their word against mine. And don't bother with the righteous cop routine. I know you don't care about me or this case. I'll bet that you have a pile of files on your desk just like this that you want to get through as fast as possible. If I surrender, then that just means you've closed another one. You move on, I go to jail, and God knows what happens to Emma.
You're wrong. I do care about you and your daughter.
Then prove it to me.
Put the gun down. Okay, Leah, look, I'm gonna pull over, okay?
In a gravel pullout near a park path, Santos parks the car. Still gripping the detective's gun, Leah's lip trembles.
Just put down the gun. Leah, nothing happens unless you trust me.
Santos reaches out. Leah begins to release her grip, and they grapple for the gun. Now, without the gun, Leah jumps out of the car, sprinting down the path.
Stop! Leah!
Santos gives chase.
Leah, stop!
They run through the park, Leah maintaining a slight lead. Leah veers off the path into a wooded trail, pushing a jogger to the ground.
You okay? Leah! This is your last chance!
Running past two workers raking leaves, Leah maintains her healthy lead. Undeterred, Santos follows her in hot pursuit, dodging a man walking towards her.
Excuse me!
Running down a slope towards a bridge, Santos slows her pace. With Leah crouching down unseen in bushes nearby, Santos stops.
This isn't over.
From her hiding spot, Leah watches as Santos walks back the way she came.
Leah.
Leah makes her way back to the pathway. Sometime later, light rain falls once again as Detective Santos pulls her dark blue Malibu into Adam's driveway. Getting out, she walks past Adam's BMW convertible parked in front of his three-car garage. She knocks on the front door. Adam greets her.
Detective.
Mr. Ridley, I was hoping to ask you some questions.
Babe? Hi.
What's going on? Are you Kathy Reynolds?
I am.
Great. Then I won't have to make two trips.
I guess this is about what happened at the restaurant?
That's right. This a good time?
Well, I'm working from home today, but I guess I can take a break.
Please. Anything we can do.
Thank you.
Come on in.
Lagging behind, Kathy closes the door, her bright smile melting into a menacing scowl.
Other than the obvious, no.
And by that, you mean the fact that you're the other woman?
The other woman? Oh, it sounds almost as bad as mistress.
I can't believe Leah would resent me for dating again. We only met after her and I had been separated.
But before the divorce?
Well, yeah, but that's just not the Leah I know. She wouldn't be so vindictive.
Are you sure? She resisted arrest twice.
Twice?
I went to the hospital this morning hoping to speak with you and Emma. She was there, disguised as a nurse. She held a gun on me.
She did what?
Oh, my God. If she's capable of that, she's capable of anything. What happens if she gets in Emma's room?
Oh, don't worry. I've ordered a 24-hour guard on Emma's room. No one goes in who isn't authorized.
This isn't happening.
It's okay. I'm here with you, okay? We will get through this together.
All that being said, I do need to explore other possible scenarios. I'm sure you understand.
Absolutely. We have nothing to hide.
Great. Then I just have a few questions for you, Ms. Reynolds.
Geez, it's a good thing my lawyer's present.
Where are you from, originally?
Harrisford, Michigan. It's a small town outside of Detroit.
Any family?
No. I was a foster kid. Genuine product of the system.
Sorry to hear that.
No, please don't be. It really helped me see what kids are missing when they don't get the proper emotional support that they deserve.
Adam seems taken aback.
How would you describe your relationship with Emma?
Well, you know, I haven't had a chance to spend that much time with her yet.
But she's met you.
Of course, yes, and I'm just crazy about her. I mean, just ask Adam. He has to basically pull me away from her. I just know when this is over, we're all going to be so close.
You're in this for the long haul.
Absolutely. We both are, aren't we, Adam?
Huh?
We're in this for the long haul, aren't we?
Right. Absolutely. I just remembered I have a work thing I need to take care of. Is this going to take much longer?
No. I think that we can wrap this up for now. If I need anything, I will call.
Great. I'll show you out.
Adam stands.
Just a reminder, I am going to need to speak with Emma when she's ready.
That's fine. I'd like to be there.
Of course. I think we all want this to be as painless as possible for her. You two have a good day. Thank you for your patience.
Anytime.
As Adam shows Santos out, Kathy heads for the kitchen, fidgeting her hands, looking suddenly pale. Adam enters the kitchen as Kathy pours herself a cup of coffee.
Since when were you a foster kid?
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? You just told her you didn't have any family.
Because I don't have any family.
Could have fooled me. What about Uncle Harry? You talk about him all the time.
Babe, I call all my old foster parents uncle or aunt or granny. Did I really not tell you this?
Must have slipped your mind.
Okay. I'm sorry. Look, it's not that big of a deal.
Not that big a deal? Kathy, you're asking me to trust you about Emma and Leah. How can I do that if I can't be sure you're not telling the truth about everything else?
Are you really asking me if I had something to do with this?
Tell me you didn't have anything to do with this. Tell me my ex-wife is crazy and you haven't been lying to me.
You don't get to talk to me like that.
A tear trickles down Kathy's cheek.
Oh, Jesus. Honey. I'm sorry. had a cop in my house asking me questions. I freaked out. That's all.
Kathy shakes her head.
No. You don't get away without this easy. I have been there for you and Emma since day one. Now show me you're here for me.
I am. I swear I am.
Adam pulls Kathy into his arms. After a moment, steel-faced, she returns the embrace. Elsewhere, Leah returns to Kevin's apartment holding a cup.
One grande extra hot vanilla latte with coconut milk.
I needed that.
You said you had something?
Right. Kathy Reynolds. Your Kathy Reynolds is a fake.
What does that mean?
At his computer.
Well, when I ran her social security number, everything seemed to check out. But when I went into the source code, I found this. Her files were compromised.
Well, how do you know?
Well, anytime information's added or deleted, it leaves a trace. Her records were altered 3 years ago. See, the timestamp is right there.
Can you tell what was changed?
No, but I can tell you that it wasn't done officially.
How do you know that?
Because whoever did it used the back door. Either she hacked the system herself, or she paid someone like me to do it.
So are you saying that she stole another person's identity?
That would be my guess.
Okay. They might listen to me now.
They?
Well, I need you to print all this out or save it to a disk or whatever. We need to go to the police.
Whoa, hold your horses there, Lone Ranger. I just broke a bunch of laws to get this. The cops can't know I had anything to do with it.
You don't understand. She's trying to take my daughter away from me. I need to prove that she's lying to everyone.
You're not following me. If anyone finds out how you got this information, and they will find out, I go to jail. That wasn't part of the deal.
Fine, I'll tell them I did it myself.
And you really think they'll buy that?
Leah knocks some CDs to the floor.
Can you watch that?
I have been running away from the police for the last 24 hours. I even took one hostage. Believe me when I say I have nothing left to lose. Now, if you don't get me what I need, I swear to God I will burn this place down with your latte-drinking hipster ass inside.
There might be something else I can try.
I'm listening.
As Leah pulls out his chair, Kevin sits down in front of his keyboard.
What's that?
It's a rip of the program Chinese intelligence uses to track dissidents. Isn't what you can find if you know where to look. Okay, we know who she isn't, right? Well, with facial recognition software and access to the DMV database, maybe we can find out who she actually is.
Kevin leans back in his seat.
What's happening?
Well, if there's a match, the pattern recognition algorithm will let us know. This could take a while.
I'll wait.
I was afraid you'd say that.
As Leah pulls up a chair, Kevin sips from his latte. Leah picks up a Rubik's Cube and begins to play with it. At his house, Adam walks out onto his patio with his phone to his ear.
So this isn't exactly my area of expertise. What kind of timeline are we looking at here?
Hard to say. In a case like this, probably a month or more.
So we submit the briefs and hope for a sympathetic judge.
You know the drill.
All right, let's do it.
I started on the paperwork right away.
Thanks, Dave. I really appreciate it.
Who was that?
It's a friend from the office. Sometimes even lawyers need legal advice.
Advice about what?
Applying for sole custody.
Really? You're really gonna do it?
Under the circumstances, I don't know what else I can do.
Well, we have to celebrate.
There's a long way to go. I don't want to jinx it.
We should celebrate.
Kathy leads him to the bedroom. Moments later, they kiss on the bed.
You're still here for me, right?
So,
improve it.
I think I'm doing a pretty good job of that right now.
You're gonna have to do better than that.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
I'm not sure I do.
Well, don't you think it's time you make this official?
Official? Wait, are you talking about...
Emma needs a mother, Adam. And the longer we wait, the more confused she's going to be.
Okay.
Backing away, Adam sits up on the bed.
What's wrong?
Nothing. I think we need to slow down a little here.
Slow down?
Yes. I'm not saying no. I just think we need to revisit the idea once we know what's happening with custody.
Revisit the idea? Wow. You sure know how to make a woman feel special?
What did you think I was going to say? You ambushed me.
Ambushed you? I proposed to you, Adam.
Kathy, don't be like that.
Like what?
I don't know where this is coming from, but I think you're overreacting.
I love you, Adam. And I want the three of us to be a family. And if that's not enough for you, then I... Maybe we shouldn't be together at all. Nothing.
Kathy, wait.
Kathy holds up her hand as they enter the hallway.
Kathy, can you just slow down for a minute?
First, you accuse me of lying. And then you freak out when I suggest I might want to get hitched someday?
That is not fair, and you know it.
Don't treat me like an idiot. This is not about your fear of commitment. You don't even love me, do you? After all I've done for you and Emma, this is how you leave things. You just treat me like a piece of meat and just throw me away.
Can we just talk about this for a minute?
There's no more talking.
Kathy turns away, leaving Adam agape in the hallway. Kevin moves over to his computer. A pop-up with Kathy's face has appeared.
Hey, we're in business.
We found a match?
Looks like it. Lisa Moore, Alabama.
That's her.
She's got a rap sheet.
Oh my God, she had a daughter.
Who died of multiple internal injuries. Jesus.
What happened to her after that?
She was sentenced to a psychiatric ward.
Which one?
It doesn't say. Records are sealed.
Well, that shouldn't be a problem for you.
Well, it is, but there might be another way.
The shrink that assessed her. Smart.
I have my moments.
He taps his keyboard.
Bingo. He's still practicing. And there's an instant chat option for existing patients.
Do it.
Kevin initiates a video call. Dr. Harlan Tucker, a man in his 60s, appears, sitting at his desk.
Lisa?
Dr. Tucker?
That's right. Who are you? Where's Lisa?
I'm sorry to deceive you, sir, but Lisa's not here.
I don't have time for pranks, young lady.
No, this isn't a prank. My name is Leah Watts, and I'm calling from Seattle.
Seattle?
Yeah, you were Lisa's court-appointed psychiatrist, yes?
That's right. Are you telling me you found her?
We think so, but we need you to look at a photograph. You should be getting it now.
The doctor looks at the photo.
I'll be damned. Yes, that's her. When was this taken?
2 days ago.
And she's there now in Seattle?
Yes.
Listen to me. You have to alert the authorities right away.
How dangerous is she?
She beat her own child to death and never accepted responsibility. At first, I thought she had borderline personality disorder, but eventually I realized she was a psychopath with narcissistic tendencies.
Then why did they let her go?
They didn't. Right after I filed my report, she jumped the fence of the county psych lockup and disappeared. No one's seen her since.
She was my nanny.
Oh my God, and your children, how?
I know, my daughter's safe, as of right now.
This will probably sound like cool comfort, but if you left your daughter alone with that woman and she's still alive, consider yourself very, very lucky indeed.
Doctor, one more thing. Lisa's got her hooks in my ex-husband, the girl's father. I accused them both of trying to steal her. Do you think it's possible that he doesn't... I mean, do you think I was wrong to think that he could have...
Watts, the Lisa Moore I knew does not conspire. She manipulates. When she gets what she wants from others, she destroys them. If your husband is romantically involved with her, then it is highly unlikely that he was aware of her psychosis. There's a very good chance that he is just as much a victim as you are.
Thank you, Doctor.
Springing from her chair, Leah pulls her phone out of her purse and dials. On his kitchen island, an unknown number comes up on Adam's phone.
You've reached Adam Ridley's phone. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Adam, it's me. Look, if you get this, don't let Kathy anywhere near Emma. Her real name is Lisa Moore and she is an escaped murderer from Alabama. You need to call the hospital and tell them not to let her in. I will explain everything. Just call me back.
She turns to Kevin.
Give me your keys.
Excuse me?
Your car keys, Kevin, now.
They're just by the door. Hey, you're not gonna tell the cops about me, right? Leah? The door.
Back at his house, Adam spots a notification for a missed call on his phone. Picking up his keys, he dials a number.
Dave. Yeah, hi, it's Adam. Listen, I'm sorry to ask you this, but I need another favor. Do we still have that PI on retainer?
He steps outside.
Great. Yeah, I just need him to check on something for me. It's about Kathy. I'm gonna have to call you back.
As Adam opens his car door, Leah pulls up in Kevin's car.
You stay the hell away from me.
Did you get my message?
No.
Look, I totally understand that you don't want to talk to me. Okay, I said some really horrible things, and I was wrong. I know that now, but you need to listen to what I have to say.
Let me guess, this is about Kathy.
Her name isn't Kathy. It's Lisa Moore, and she's not an orphan from Michigan. She is a child killer on the run from a nut house in Alabama. Aren't you gonna say anything?
I thought you were convinced I was trying to frame you.
I was angry. And I was alone, and no one would listen to me. What would you have thought if you were in my position?
I would have thought you were trying to take Emma.
Adam, I talked to her shrink, and he said that she is a highly manipulative psychopath. Where is she right now?
I don't know. We got in a fight, and then she stormed off.
She said something to you, didn't she? Something to make you suspicious.
She lied. And when I called her on it, she just brushed me off.
Adam, she is after Emma. Okay, you have to trust me. Can you do that?
Get in the car.
They jump into the BMW. Later, they drive down a highway.
So she's actually insane. That's what you're telling me?
She killed her own kid. And now she's fixated on ours.
She proposed to me.
Really?
I was blindsided. I told her I'd think about it.
How'd she take that?
She lost it. She accused me of never loving her. That's when she took off.
That makes sense. All she wanted was to get close to Emma, to replace her, to have a daughter of her own.
So all this time, I was just a means to an end?
Well, she thought she could have it all. But really, all she wanted was Emma.
You think she'll actually try to kidnap her?
We have to assume that.
She'll never get close. Santos put a guard on Emma's room.
Adam, she fooled me into hiring her as a nanny, and she had you wrapped around her finger for 6 months. How hard would it be for her to smooth talk some cop?
Reaching for his phone mounted on the dash, Kevin hits speed dial.
Hi, it's Kathy. You know what to do.
Kathy, it's me. I'm sorry, you were right about everything. I screwed up. Let's talk about this, okay? Call me back.
She's not gonna listen to you.
He hangs up.
We need to go to the hospital now.
Kevin stomps on his accelerator. Meanwhile, at the hospital, Lisa Moore appears, wearing a dark, curly wig and glasses. Glancing at the armed police officer guarding Emma's door, she pauses at the nurse's station. The officer, meanwhile, looks down at a mugshot of Leah on her phone. Lisa, holding a clipboard,
Hi.
Approaches the officer.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Corvus, Child Services. I'm here to assess the Ridley girl.
All right, go ahead.
Actually, I really could use your help, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
The officer follows her into Emma's room. Lisa gazes at Emma, asleep in her bed.
Isn't she sweet?
She's so precious.
Lisa closes the window blinds.
What are you doing?
It's just privacy.
Coming from behind, Lisa sinks a needle into the officer's neck. The officer slumps to the floor immediately. Meanwhile, Detective Santos walks out of the police station, approaching her car. She pulls out her phone as she climbs into the car.
Santos.
Detective, it's Adam Ridley.
Mr. Ridley, what can I do for you?
It's about my girlfriend, Kathy Reynolds.
What about her?
I have reason to believe she's been lying to me.
About what?
About everything. About her real name, about what happened to Emma. About the robbery.
I see. And what reason is that?
Detective, Leah's uncovered some evidence. I think you should hear her out.
Leah, is she with you now?
Detective, Kathy's real name is Lisa Moore. She's a convicted psychopath, and she's going after Emma. Okay, you have to alert the people at the hospital right now.
First things first. Leah, you need to surrender.
You're not listening to us.
No, you're not listening to me. Adam, whatever your new girlfriend may or may not have done, your ex is a wanted fugitive, and nothing happens until she is in our custody.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand.
He hangs up.
It's a pointless conversation anyway.
Dispatch, this is Santos. I want a lockdown on County General's pediatric unit. No one gets in or out. I repeat, no one. And have a TAC team on standby for a possible hostage situation. ETA 15.
Roger that, Detective.
Santos picks up her phone. Sitting at his desk, her partner picks up.
I'm here, boss.
Hey, quickly, look up Lisa Moore.
I'm on it. All right, got it. Lisa Moore, convicted of criminal negligence. Her daughter died of suspicious causes.
Sentenced to a psych hospital.
Whoa.
What? What is it?
She escaped custody 4 years ago.
Never apprehended.
Okay, listen, I've ordered a lockdown on County General. Lisa Moore may be there, along with Leah Watts. Send more backup.
She pulls out. Meanwhile, in Adam's car...
I have a confession to make. I forgot Emma's birthday.
I knew something was up.
And I also owe you an apology.
For what?
For thinking that you would ever intentionally hurt our child.
Apology accepted.
Leah takes Adam by the hand. Meanwhile, at the hospital, Lisa Moore approaches Emma's bedside.
It's not long now, darling. We'll be together soon. I promise you.
The monitor showing Emma's vitals suddenly goes black. A nurse standing at the nurse's station casts her gaze in the direction of Emma's room. Noticing the police officer's empty chair, she walks over to the door. Opening it, the lights are turned off. The bed curtain is drawn and the police officer lies on the floor to her right.
Officer?
The nurse pulls aside the curtain. The bed is empty. Suddenly, Lisa appears from behind the curtain, striking the nurse with a bedpan. Moments later, Lisa is out in the hallway, pushing Emma in a stroller. Spotting a police officer with his back turned to her, Lisa pulls on the fire alarm. Lisa rushes past the nurse's station unseen. Outside, Adam and Leah pull up to the front of the hospital.
What's going on?
Fire alarm. It's her. It has to be.
As they approach the door, police direct people out of the building. Lisa emerges, pushing Emma's stroller.
Hey! Her with the stroller!
She's got her.
Isn't that something from the news? The one who tried to kill her kid.
The cop gets on his radio.
Suspect Leah Watts spotted by the front entrance. Miss Watts, I need to see your hands right now.
That woman has my daughter. You're letting her get away!
I said, let me see your hands.
Stop her. I got this.
Adam.
Go!
As Adam tackles the cop, Lisa makes a run for it, pushing away the stroller. Leah runs and grabs the stroller's handle just before it rolls away. Running around to Emma, Leah pulls her into her arms.
Take her.
Where are you going?
To make sure that this never happens to anyone else.
As Leah bolts, Adam comforts Emma.
Step away from the stroller.
She's my daughter.
Mr. Ridley, what happened here?
Someone pulled a fire alarm before we could lock the place down. I saw the Watts woman and tried to make an arrest. But her husband here assaulted me.
He was gonna let Lisa get away with Emma.
You mean Lisa Moore?
Yeah, it was her all along, just like Leah said. She pulled the fire alarm to get Emma out of the building.
Sorry, Detective. Some dark-haired woman got the jump on me and took her. Medium height, early 30s. Said she was part of child services.
You believe us now?
All right, which way did she go?
That way.
You three, leave him. Come with me.
Meanwhile, with rain falling around her, Lisa Moore runs uphill, heading up a side street. Spotting her, Leah charges after her. Approaching a set of steep stairs with a handrail, Lisa keeps going. Taking two steps at a time behind her, Leah catches up, grabbing one of Lisa's feet halfway up the stairs. Kicking Leah in the face, Lisa resumes running up the stairs.
Bitch!
Catching up once again, Leah pushes Lisa against the stair railing. Lisa responds by punching Leah in the face. They both grip each other by the throat before Lisa breaks away once again. Undeterred, Leah chases Lisa to the top of the stairs. As Lisa heads for a walking trail in the forest, she sheds her wig, letting her long blonde hair fall down over her shoulders. They both scramble down a steep pathway. Leah catches up and tackles Lisa to the ground, where they both fall hard. They wrestle on the ground, with Lisa gaining the upper hand, pinning Leah to the ground. Reaching for a stick nearby, Lisa thrusts it against Leah's throat, holding it there as Leah's face turns red. Leah flails to grab hold of Lisa's arms as Detective Santos arrives on the scene, her gun drawn.
Police! Cool it! Both of you!
Releasing the stick, Lisa holds her hands in the air.
I was just trying to protect the girl! Don't listen to her! She's crazy! Get off of her!
Ow!
Lisa rolls to the side.
Hey, my leg's broken!
Don't move! Stay there!
Lisa grabs a rock, shielding it from view. As Santos holsters her gun, Lisa jumps on Leah, holding the rock in the air. Lisa collapses to the ground, a bullet hole in her back. Santos runs to Leah.
Are you okay?
I am now.
She helps her to her feet.
Leah, I'm so sorry.
I'm just happy it's over.
One of the officers checks Lisa for a pulse, then gets on his radio.
Dispatch. Suspect down with a gunshot wound in the back. Check the pulse.
On another day, seagulls fly overhead as Leah sits on a blanket with Emma in a park. Wearing an overcoat, Adam approaches and joins them, carrying a picnic basket.
Plug this back.
Ooh, I like that. Look who it is, honey. It's your daddy.
That was my little girl.
Adam opens the basket.
She's been asking about you all day.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You tell her I was in court?
I told her that you were helping Mommy.
Yeah, that's right. I was getting Mommy's charges dropped.
Thank you, Dr. Tucker.
Yeah. He seemed to think we really got off lucky.
I think he's right. She would have killed me and anyone else who got in her way.
Well, it's scary to think if you hadn't done what you did, nobody would have been the wiser.
I think you would have figured it out eventually.
Eventually.
Who knows? Things could have ended up differently. She could have got bored with you, taken Emma, and moved on to greener pastures.
Is this experience talking?
Actually, I think I'm starting to remember why I liked you in the first place.
Yeah, me too. Here.
Ooh.
My first attempt at a canapé.
Okay.
Leah takes a bite.
Mmm, it was delicious.
Okay. Maybe I'll stick to law.
Mm-hmm. Good idea. So, what are you doing later?
Later? What do you mean, like tonight? I hadn't really thought that far ahead.
Well, I'll let you look at your social calendar, but if you happen to be free, maybe you'd like to have dinner with us?
I think I can make that happen.
Leah puts her hand on Adam's shoulder.
He's gonna come with us.
Johnson Production Group.
My husband's killer girlfriend.
Cast: Leah, Cindy Busby, Adam, Lane Edwards, Valerie Dobbs, Chelsea Riest, Detective Santos, Lucia Walters, Emma, Leah Bajic, Mrs. Talbot, Wendy Abbott, Female Doctor, Susie Lee, Kevin, Hamza Fawad, Stunt Police Officer, Reese Alexander, Male Detective, Paul Tremblay. Casting by Judy Lee. Production Designer, Heather Coots. Director of Photography, Mike Camp. Edited by Jason Nielsen. Music by Kevin Blumenfeld. Supervising Producer, Oliver DeCagney. Co-Executive Producer, Joseph Wilka. Executive Producer, Timothy O. Johnson. Produced by Naveed Sufi. Written by Paul A. Burkett. Directed by Troy Scott. Supervising Producer, Oliver DeCagney. Associate Producer, Thomas Stanford. Production Manager, Darren Robson. Set Decorator, Rusty Ross. On-Set Dresser, Tracy Tiffany Lau. Graphic Designer, Katie Hillier. Makeup Artist, Hannah Osborne. Hairstylist, Angela Ohana. Costume Designer, Jaden Devine. Set Supervisor, Matthew Passarelli. Camera Operator, Christian Lai. Gaffer, Pierre Cruz. Best Boy Electric, Corey Timoshuk. Key Grip, Mitchell Rowland. Location Manager, Garrett Van Dusen. Production Sound Mixer, Emilia Sains Solar. Production Coordinator, Jeff Desmarais. Post-Production Supervisor, Leah Myers. Post-Production Coordinator, Tim Spence. Sound Facilities provided by Maverick Post Group. Supervising Sound Editor, Gregor Phillips. Logos, UBCP, DGC. With the participation of the Canadian Film or Video Production Tax Credit. Logo, Canada. With the participation of the Province of British Columbia Film Incentive, BC. 2021 Accused Productions Incorporated. All rights reserved. Logo, Johnson Production Group.